From JMI Wealth, let us begin the week money-wise with Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
I watched the press conference when it broke with Trump, and I think the market had closed. It had gone up 300, so would we be expecting a little something extra tomorrow when they open again?
Yeah, I think so. I think the market's going to be reasonably positive about this. I mean, they're all looking pretty healthy anyway from where they finished on Friday night. The Dow was up, 320 points, and the S&P 500, that's 1.2%. S&P up as well. Europe was very positive too, actually, Mike. The German index up to 2.86%, so up 347 points, so pretty good. So what's fired them all up is a partial trade deal, what's being referred to as substantial phase one deal. So it should soothe the market's nerves, although it's not quite the sweeping deal that Trump had promised when he sort of came in. So what have we got? Well, we've essentially got a bit of a truce, a series of what have been described as modest concessions by the Chinese, but we don't have a huge amount of detail yet. We know that Trump's going to suspend the tariff increases that were due to take effect on October the 15th. It's going to take about 5 weeks to get all the deal written. And at the press conference, I believe the statement was made that agreement has been reached, or a deal has been made on IP, on intellectual property, financial services, and big agricultural purchases. China's agreed to buy 40 to 50 billion of agricultural goods. They've also agreed on currency and foreign exchange issues. Again, we don't have detail there. I think we will possibly see Trump and Xi Jinping get together at the APEC conference in the APEC get together in November. Trump, of course, Mike, as per usual, did give us detail via Twitter that what his comments were. The deal I just made with China is by far the greatest and biggest deal ever made for our great patriot farmers in the history of our country. Of course, and he goes on to say that the deal is so good that they might not even be able to make enough product to fulfill it. So there you go. There was some optimism on Brexit as well, and there was also a Fed announcement around monetary policy, which were all received positively. So we'll be starting off the week on the right foot, and I think the NZX 50 might even have a crack at that 11,000 level, so all good.
Martin Stewart is with us after 8:30 this morning, head of Sky, of course, but they've retained the cricket, which, or at least the international side of it, which they'll be pretty pleased about.
Yeah, so it got an enormous amount of media attention, didn't it? The Spark Sports securing the domestic cricket rights for New Zealand cricket. So I think it's only fair to ensure a bit of balance. We should actually talk about Sky retaining the rights to international cricket. So they've extended their exclusive broadcast deal with the International Cricket Council. So that's key international cricket events through the 2023 ICC Men's World Cup. They've also got a six-year deal with Cricket Australia. But the key issue here, Mike, is what we get confirmation this week around what's happening with the Sanzar. Lots of rumours circulating about that. They did put out a media release on Friday saying there's nothing to report, so we cannot wait to hear what's happening there.
Quick word on Greg Foran, that is quite the get, isn't it?
Rockstar hire. I mean, I don't think we realise quite how world-class this guy is. I was very fortunate earlier on this year to attend an evening with him, and you cannot fail but to be impressed. The man is humble, thoughtful, he's incredibly hard-working, lots of attention to detail, doesn't have a lot of airline experience, but this guy's in terms of, you know, global CEOs, this guy's a rock star. And I don't think we quite realise how good and how lucky Air New Zealand is to get this guy, and hopefully he'll have the ability to deal with those challenges. He'll rely quite heavily on airline experience of the senior executive team, but rock star hire.
Great stuff. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones, 26,816, up 320, 1.21%. S&P 500, 2970, up 32. And the Nasdaq, 8057, up 106, 1.34% gain there. The FTSE 100 gained 60, 7247. The Nikkei, 21,798, up 246. The Shanghai Composite gained 0.88%, 2973. The ASX 200 closed at 6606. That was up 60 points. In the NZX 50, we gained 0.34%, up 37 points, 10,926. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, against the US, 0.6317, 0.9323 Aussie, 0.5738 Euro, 0.5007 pounds, 68.37 yen, gold trading at $1,489, and Brent crude tipped up a bit, $60.51.
Have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.